Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line, Dr. Tom Russo, Chief of Infectious Disease at the Jacobs School of Medicine, talking about everything dealing with COVID. And Dr. Russo, I guess we'll start with the new COVID variant, Omicron. Sounds a little ominous, if you ask me. First off, could we pick a better word, or is that like preset?
Yeah, these new variants are getting designations with the Greek alphabet. They skipped a few letters for a variety of political and clarity issues. And, you know, there's much discussion. Is it Omicron or is it Omicron? Tomato, tomato. So I'm going with Omicron because one of my Greek colleagues says that's the right way to say it.
Okay. It sounds a little softer when you say it that way, too. We're learning a little bit, I guess, about Omicron or Omicron, whichever way you want to go. But everything we've heard so far seems to indicate that it is not more severe. We don't really know much about spread. But if this variant were to spread faster and be less severe than Delta or the COVID that we've had around and give more minor symptoms, could this be a good thing? Could this be what we've been waiting for?
Well, Brian, that's an interesting way to look at it. You know my position, though, that, you know, any infection resulting in COVID isn't necessarily good because of uncertainties down the line, even if it's less severe initially in terms of long COVID and long-term consequences. But certainly, you know, for those individuals that are at risk and get infected, let's get them infected with something that results in less severe disease. There's no question about that. I think it's early days, though. Most of the cases have been described from South Africa, and they've been in younger individuals, which we know younger individuals tend to have less severe disease. A few cases elsewhere, some of them have been in individuals that are partially or completely vaccinated. And I should say, you know, they call people fully vaccinated with two shots. You know how I feel about it. Three shots is the new fully vaccinated status as far as I'm concerned. And so obviously they may have a certain degree of protection as well. But obviously it's good news so far that we haven't heard that it's overwhelmingly severe, but I think we really don't have the final word on this yet, and we just have to see how this plays out.
All right, so you have the Delta variant, which is obviously dominant right now, Dr. Russo. When a new variant comes in, such as Omicron, do they coexist for a while? How does this progress? And does one dominate the other? And is it always the new one?
That's a fascinating question. And we're going to see how this plays out, right? Sort of game on between Delta and Omicron as cases are being described around the world where Delta is dominant. I think the key thing here is if Omicron is more transmissible than Delta, it'll eventually probably dominate. If they have a similar degree of transmissibility, Delta is a bit entrenched. It may be difficult for Omicron to go ahead and carve out a piece of individuals to infect. And obviously, if it's less transmissible, which doesn't appear to be the case right now, the way these cases are being described, then it'll be relegated to the junk pile of variants that we've seen with earlier ones that couldn't compete with Delta. But whatever concerns that we might have about Omicron, and we're still learning a lot about it, and the concerns center around, you know, if you've been previously infected, will you now be more likely to get reinfected? Are our vaccines not going to hold up quite as well in terms of the treatments? Omicron is going to have to outcompete Delta, or those biologic differences will become irrelevant. So I think we'll learn a little bit more about this over the next few weeks. Clearly, it's out there, and we'll see if it could outcompete Delta or not.
One of the things that has gotten the most attention, and you know, rightfully so, over the last week or two, has been hospitalizations in the picture in Western New York. Want to look at the picture in Erie County, where, according to the last numbers that were sent out by the county executive, it's about 36% of the patients hospitalized with COVID are fully vaccinated. What do you make of that? And I guess what further questions do you have when looking at that numbers, right? Because we only have a little bit of information. We know, you know, the grand total. We know how many are vaccinated, how many are not vaccinated. We don't really know too much about the states, ages, you know, anything else about these patients.
Yeah, that 36% number, if you look at it in a vacuum and say, oh my gosh, you know, the vaccine is not working as well as we'd like it to, I think it's quite misleading for a couple of reasons. I think we discussed last week that as more and more people get vaccinated, so if we get 100% people vaccinated, then obviously all infections and cases will be in the vaccinated. And so proportion of those vaccinated with cases and hospitalizations increases commensurate with the increasing number of individuals that are vaccinated. The other thing to keep in mind is just because 36% of people in hospital have been, quote, fully vaccinated, and again, I think that third shot is absolutely critical here, and they're using the two-shot definition. You know, a number of these individuals may be asymptomatic, and they were detected because they came in for something else or mildly ill. I think the data is quite clear out there that if you're unvaccinated, you're nearly tenfold more likely to land in hospital, and you're nearly 14-fold more likely to go ahead and die. So our vaccines are working. I wouldn't look at that number as an indicator that they're not working. And if you are vaccinated and land in hospital, you're much more likely to get out of hospital than the unvaccinated. So vaccination remains the central strategy and getting on the other side of this pandemic. We need to go ahead and protect the unvaccinated, and we need to get the booster shots in arms. So, quote, the fully vaccinated are truly fully vaccinated, at least by my definition.
You know, to kind of go on what you've said there, you could be vaccinated in the hospital because you got bit by a snake that popped onto your toilet or something, and you're still kind of counted in this picture, right, of hospitalized with COVID. That being said, wouldn't it be more helpful to kind of give us the picture of in the hospital because of COVID versus just COVID positive in the hospital?
Yeah, I think more granular look at that data would be helpful. It would give us a greater sense of where we stand with things. Of course, another issue that we're facing right now, and I think some of you might have seen it in the Buffalo News, and you know, I experienced this recently, was in the hospital. There's a lot of people in hospital that have tested positive for COVID, they've recovered, and they're stuck there because they have nowhere to go as well. And that's an issue in terms of affecting our hospital capacity, and something that we need to sort out as well.
Yeah, good point, too. This record rise in cases that we're seeing right now locally, is that any indication that the mask mandate is not working? That's been in place for almost 10 days now.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, we talked about this before as well. You know, the mask mandate is going to help some. It's going to, you know, masks work. Let's be clear about that. But they only work as well when you use them, good masks that fit and properly in all venues. And so public-facing venues are only part of where we go and visit and interact with other individuals. And, of course, an important place of spread is in our own households when we have people over, and we use poor judgment and mix unvaccinated people that are potentially infectious together, and that setting also could drive cases. You know, we just on the backside of Thanksgiving, right? And I think that's in part responsible for the recent bump in cases that we've seen here. So I'm a fan of masks, as you know. I think mask mandates help in the public-facing venues to tamp down cases. However, it's not going to completely turn this thing around. It's, as I like to call it, the little Dutch boy, the bridge to vaccination. It's going to help, but it's in of itself is not going to put the end of this pandemic. Vaccination is what's going to put the end of this pandemic. And right now in Erie County, I think we're at about 64% fully vaccinated. So we've got a ways to go still.
Dr. Russo, thanks as always for coming on with us. Always enjoyed Dr. Tom Russo, is chief of infectious disease at the Jacobs School of Medicine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.